This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for December 16th. I'm Paul Plack. IAM District 143 has announced a tentative contract agreement with Alaska Airlines covering 2,600 clerical, office, and passenger service employees. Embraer has created Embraer Defense and Security, which the company says is an important step in consolidating its central position in the process of strengthening Brazil's defense and security industry. CAE has won a contract worth up to $250 million over 10 years to train crews to fly the U.S. Air Force's KC-135 aerial tanker, which is due for replacement but still has 400 copies flying worldwide. Air USA, a private military aircraft importer, says it completed the world's first flights of a privately owned MiG-29 Fulcrum last week. Shell Aviation has announced it's expanding its operations across India to provide airlines fuel at 12 airports. The company began operations at Bangalore and Hyderabad in 2008. Lufthansa has chosen the CFM56-5B engine to power 21 Airbus A320s and two Airbus A321s in a firm engine order valued at about $300 million U.S. NASA has awarded a contract with a potential value of $171 million, for support of International Space Station cargo mission services to Lockheed Martin. That contract will support planning, coordination, preparation, and packing of standardized containers. And NASA Administrator Charles Bolden has named Waleed Abdelati the agency's chief scientist starting January 3rd. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Elon Musk of SpaceX responds to questions about how the success of last week's COTS demo flight might allow jumping ahead on the schedule to dock the Dragon spacecraft with the International Space Station. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.